Rabotai, there's a very, very interesting question that's brought down by the Gaon, Rabbi Kiva Eger, in his glosses to Shulchan Aruch in Siman Kuf Pei Vav. His question is referring to a katan on the day before his bar mitzvah. He becomes bar mitzvah at night. That's when he's fully bar mitzvah. But that afternoon, he ate a se'udah. And he made birkat hamazon after he ate the se'udah. Like it says in the pasuk, v'achalta, v'savarta, u'berachta. So he made the birkat hamazon. And now he became a gadol, which means the night fell. And now he's a gadol, and he still has the v'savarta. He's still full. So his question is, does he have to make the Birkat HaMazon again? Why? Because when he made the Birkat HaMazon earlier, he was a Katan. His Hayuv at most is only Midrabbanan. Now that he's a Gadol, his Hayuv is upgraded. In the Chaura, he should be Hayav now Birkat HaMazon Midoraita. And therefore he wants to know, does he have to repeat the Birkat HaMazon again in order to fulfill the Oraita, the Achalta, the Sabata, because he's still Saveya. That's the question. He brings back and forth. Ultimately, he leaves it in a Tzarich Iyun. He doesn't really answer the question. There was a rabbi called the Meshiv Davar. Meshiv Davar wanted to bring a Ra'ayah to answer the question from a Ramah. We'll get to it soon in Siman Nun Gima. The Ramah is also talking about a similar case of a Bar Mitzvah boy. That's, again, the day before his bar mitzvah. When it comes out on a Friday, he becomes fully bar mitzvah on a Friday night. So the Ramah is questioning, can this boy be hazan for Arbit on Friday night when they're praying Arbit early? Because we accept Shabbat early. So the Ramah comes along and says, absolutely not. Because even though when we pray Arbit, we're making it Shabbat, but it doesn't make it biologically 13 years old. The fact is, he's not 13 years old until nightfall. So the Ramah comes along and says, therefore, he should not be the Hazan for Arbit in such a case. So the Meshiv Davar says, why didn't the Ramah ask a more fundamental question? That regarding his own Arbit, the Ramah should have said he shouldn't pray Arbit until it gets dark. That he did discuss. He only discussed him for being the Hazan to exempt other people. But the Gabay himself, it seems the Ramah did not have any question, meaning that the Ramah would allow him to pray Arbit, and even though he's going to become a Gadol later on, what he did when he was a Katan covers it. So that's the answer to Rekiev's question, that he made Birkat HaMazon, he was a Katan, that covers him, even though now he became a Gadol. That's the Meshiv Davar. Hamavad Ya'alav HaShalom in Yabiya Omer brings the Meshiv Davar, and he rejects it. He says, Ve'no Karav Zeh Ezeh, the praise is not analogous. Over there, Tefilat Arbit, Tefilat is Midrabbanan. And the guy, the kid, his obligation when he's doing it as a Katan is also Midrabbanan. Chinuch is Midrabbanan. So he fulfilled his obligation Midrabbanan at least. So maybe that's why he doesn't have to, you know, repeat it. But Birkat HaMazon now is the Oraita. Who says that maybe when he added the Rabbanan on him and now he moved to the Oraita, who says that maybe Yerichanami would have to repeat the Birkat HaMazon? So he says, I don't like the proof from the Meshiv Davar. The Ma'aseh, what do you do in such a case? Kibbe Eger lives in Sarich Iyum. Vasya Hakam David brings down in the Halakha, in Kuf Pei Vav actually, in the Halakha Brura, that it can go either way and there's really no answer. Therefore he writes that preferably if the kid is in such a case, we would tell him that once he becomes fully bar mitzvah to eat another kizayit, another, you know, to make the Birkat HaMazon and have in mind now on the new food that he ate when he was fully bar mitzvah, in order to fulfill the obligation that he had when he was a katan.